What's up, heroes? Welcome to the Producer Life Podcast, episode 33. Before I get started, I want to say thank you to everybody who's listened to or shared this podcast over the last 8 months. We just passed 1,000 streams, which is really exciting, so thank you. With TikTok's future in question here in the United States, many artists are wondering, where do I take my short-form videos? Facebook thinks it has the answer to that question with their recently launched Instagram Reels. In this episode, I'm going to take a look at this new platform and see if it's up to the task.
This is the Producer Life Podcast with your host, The House Ninja. Bringing you actionable ideas to improve your music and get it heard.
Instagram announced the US rollout of Reels on August 5th on their blog. Prior to this, Reels had been available in Brazil since last November, although it's called Cenas there, and was tested earlier this year in India and some European countries, according to TechCrunch. Instagram seems to be trying to offer something for everybody. If you want to share polished photos, you've got your feed. If you want to share longer form videos, you've got IGTV. Want to address your fans less formally? There's Stories. And now there's Reels for short-form videos, directly challenging the clear industry leader here, TikTok. Let me describe the platform briefly. Reels allows you to share up to 15 seconds of video and also has a massive catalog of music to use. More on that in a minute. Reels are easy to find on Instagram. Facebook is clearly using Instagram to push this new platform. Just click on the Explore icon, the magnifying lens at the bottom of your app, and you'll already see Reel videos mixed in with your feed of photos and stories. My feed features a large Reel at the top every time I refresh. Instagram's algorithm shows Reels based on the types of things you interact with on your Instagram profile. Mine was immediately populated with lots of dancing, DJ videos, and producer tips, for example. You can, of course, like, comment, or share the reel, just as you would any other Instagram post. Creating your own reels is pretty easy because it uses the existing Instagram camera you're already familiar with. I'm going to post a walkthrough video on the show notes, which will be easier to follow along than me trying to describe it here, but suffice it to say that Instagram Reels includes all of the music, effects, drawing tools, text tools, and stickers that you would expect from a TikTok competitor. Also of note, if you swipe up, you can use video clips that are stored on your phone. So for my first reel, I selected a 15-second clip from one of my live streams that I had already recorded and edited outside of the Instagram app. Instagram has licensing deals with both big record labels as well as indie labels, so you shouldn't have to worry about your videos being pulled down. I was really surprised to discover that my original tracks are already listed here too. I distribute through CD Baby. So if anybody wants to create a reel with some of my music, send me a link. I'd love to see it and share it. When you share a reel, it'll follow your Instagram privacy settings, so either your friends see it or the world sees it. In addition to going to the Instagram Explore feed, you'll also be presented with the option of sharing it to your Instagram feed or stories. All that sounds pretty good, but Instagram Reels is currently missing some of the key features that TikTok excels at. For example, the video editing is limited. In particular, there's no sound sync, so you have to manually sync your dance moves in short clips. This may help to explain why so many of the dance videos that I'm seeing on my feed are reposts from TikTok. They also lack TikTok's popular duet function, where you can do side-by-side reaction videos. Limitations aside, Instagram has a massive user base with an estimated 107 million users in the US alone, and this platform is still pretty new. If Facebook really prioritizes its development, and especially if TikTok gets banned here in the US, I can see it really taking off and being a good replacement. Here's the bottom line. If you're listening to this, you've probably got an Instagram account. Take a shot at it and see what you think. You could even try reposting some of your older TikTok videos. I'm pretty excited about it. I've seen a lot of other musicians getting a lot of traction with TikTok, but I've always been a little sketched out by TikTok over privacy concerns, being a paranoid ninja type and all. Some of that concern seems to have been legitimized this past week with the discovery by the Wall Street Journal that TikTok was taking advantage of a bug on Android phones that allowed them to collect users' MAC addresses, which can individually identify phones. I trust Instagram a little more, not too much, it is owned by Facebook after all. Reels gives me a new way to share some music-centric content with my existing audience. So what do you think? Have you tried Reels? How's it compare to TikTok? Join the conversation and check out the show notes at producerlifepodcast.com. Just head to episode 33. Until next week, this is the House Ninja reminding you to be somebody's hero today.